The rest of the story. I'm looking at this moment at the elaborate floor plan of a large building, and right in the middle of this intricate design is the representation of what appears to be a solitary chamber. The building suggested by the floor plan I've described is a reality today, and so is that chamber. Indeed, that building is a shining edifice called the United States Capitol, and the chamber is a storage room for one of the most remarkable pieces of carpentry in American history. A single piece of pine wood furniture covered with aging black cloth, a catafalque, a funeral bier, which was hastily constructed in April of 1865 following the death of President Abraham Lincoln. Since Lincoln, only 26 prominent American citizens have lain in state in the Capitol Rotunda, but the catafalque supporting their coffins has always been the same, and that funeral bier has always been stored in the same room in the sub-basement of the Capitol building and directly beneath the zenith of the Capitol dome itself. That storage chamber is the precise geographical heart of the building, and in that sense, the heart of the city of Washington. The room was planned more than a quarter of a century before the Capitol was built. But Washington planners had always known that there would be a special chamber directly beneath the Capitol dome. The 7 by 2.5 foot catafalque stored therein has borne the caskets of some of the biggest names in American history. Not even all of the presidents since Lincoln have been so honored. Garfield, McKinley, Harding, and Taft thus lay in state, as did Kennedy and Hoover, and Eisenhower and Johnson, and Reagan. And there were military VIPs like Admiral Dewey and Generals Pershing and MacArthur, and the unknown soldiers of the big wars. You may have forgotten that Senators Dirksen and Humphrey lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda, as did FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. But on each occasion, the same funeral bier bore the dignitaries' coffins, the same one that had been built for Abe Lincoln, and that catafalque has always been kept safe in the same room in the basement under the dome. Originally, there was to have been a 10-foot hole in the rotunda floor, so visitors could actually see into the chamber below. For that chamber was not originally intended to house a piece of furniture. It was designed as the final resting place, as the tomb of George Washington himself. Congress declared it so. And yet, since the father of his country had expressed a desire to be buried at Mount Vernon, government officials have yet to summon the nerve to exhume him, to contradict him indeed. So, in Mount Vernon, Washington remains. His Capitol building crypt awaits him still. But in keeping with our ism, is it not more fitting, after all, that at the heart of our nation's capital is not just the remains of a past patriot, not just some dead and buried symbol of the American dream, but instead, now and evermore, utterly appropriately, an open and an empty tomb. Now you know the rest of the story.